And yes, yesterday, the New South Wales Rugby League announced a new major sponsor, Westpac, taking over from Brighton's lawyers in a deal worth, well, what has been reported, $8 million over 4 years.
I thought you were going to say gambling company then, Middo.
$8 million over 4 years, and a great initiative as well. So $5,000 for every try scored in the men's and women's Origin next year will go to Westpac Lifesaver Rescue Helicopter. Which is, obviously a very necessary thing in our community. And the great Beaver Menzies is joining us now. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, really well, thanks. And you see, isn't it funny with so much negativity at times around the game? Gee, it's in rude health, at least certainly at the top end, when you get this sort of corporate support.
Yeah, look, it is. And I was out there yesterday and it was a good feel in the air and... Tommy Trbojevic looked impressive in the jerseys and the young girls, and it was it's just really good. Look, they're a huge corporate partner in Australia, and for them to be involved with the Blues, the Westpac Blues, it's certainly exciting.
Beaver, let's go straight to the elephant in the room, buddy. What are your thoughts on Loz not being able to be a part of your great club?
No, it's outrageous.
How embarrassing!
Look, Loz, we need Jeff Toovey here. We need him. That's what we need.
Oh, dear. I was looking forward to hanging out with you too, Boop.
On the north side, it's good down here. We've got a nice couple of houses for you to buy. I know you like to live in two or three during the week.
I can rent them off you or your properties.
Well, you love this, Beaver, because last Wednesday we were at the Stain. We did the show there for the Socceroos France game. And Loz, during one of the news breaks, walks out, looks out across at Manly Beach, folds his arms, sniffs in the air and goes, "I've decided... I want to live on the beach."
Join
so
the queue.
He had this great epiphany as he smelt the air of the northern beaches.
Sometimes the penny just drops. Sometimes it takes a while, but sometimes it just goes, "I want to be here."
Yeah, it's taken me 53 years, Boover, but I just had that moment where I went. It was a wonderful morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, and people were out and about. I didn't realise how many people walked around the beach and up that Corso, but a very special place.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, no, come on a winter's morning and jump in the ocean. It's a little bit different.
Hey, mate, just getting back to this sponsorship with Westpac. The thing I like about it is that it's helping the pathways, but also the female participation pathways, which is a growing part of rugby league.
Yeah, look, they're doing both the men's and the women's, and I think, and all the way through to the juniors. So it's a complete sponsorship, and it's exciting. You know, the game, the female game, comes on in leaps and bounds every year, and I think it's one of the premier female sports coming through in Australia. So these girls are so talented, and they just keep getting better. And to someone to come along and say, "Look, I love the men's game. It's one of the if not the top three rating things in the televised calendar, but hey, this female sport's amazing. We want to get on board, and the juniors we want to be involved in all of it. So it's a great way to do it.
The dollars though reported just shows the strength naturally of Origin, and we know obviously its popularity and how it generates that corporate support, but. Do we need, Beaver, to change the eligibility rules, which is such a subject of debate in the wake of the World Cup, where we see Samoa making a World Cup final and naturally their players are allowed to play Origin? But on the other hand, you look at England, and now Victor Radley's declared his allegiance for England. He can't play for New South Wales. What do you make of it all? Do we need to change it or stay as is?
Yeah, it's a really tough one. You know, you want to keep... you just don't want everyone playing Origin because it just makes is it the best in the world versus the best in the world, all nations. So you need to make some rules around it. How you make those rules, I'm not too sure. But on the opposite side of it, all these Samoa, Tonga, all these players that are coming through that are saying no, I don't want to play. They're eligible for both, right? I don't want to play for the Kangaroos. I want to play for Samoa. I want to play. It's really exciting for our national game. So even though we love State of Origin, it's one of the biggest things on our calendar. We need to keep mindful of international game and make sure that keeps growing, because in the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, these other island nations, they're going to all start, you know, playing as good as Samoa, and Samoa did, and start pushing the Aussies to World Cup final. So it is a really tough one. It's I don't think I can answer it in a couple of minutes.
Beef, what about Manly, mate? Where do you see the club at the moment? Obviously, Desi not there now. It's been a big back end to the year last year, and a lot of talk, obviously, in this lead up to Anthony Seibold. But where do you see the club at, and what do they need to do to get back in that finals footy?
Yeah, look, it's been a tough, you know, 3-6 months, whatever you want to sort of, where the club sort of come from. They're doing all right, you know, early part of the season, and it all sort of went downhill fast with Desi's exit. Yeah, the club just obviously had to move forward. It's never good when one of your legends of your club leaves. They've got Siebe, Shane Flanagan, Jimmy Dimmock. They've got a pretty good coaching staff. So it's exciting that they've got some good players. They've got a really good nucleus of a team, some good kids coming through. I went to a function there the other day. We had some of the key sponsors, and it was exciting. There was a buzz in the air. So I think it's, you know, as tough as it was to go through that, I really think it's an exciting new era for the club. So, there's plenty of promise there. And I have no doubt that, you know, Siebe is down there now, but his goal would be we need to get back to playing, you know, finals football. And, you know, it's not a 3-year plan to play a finals football. It's a, hey, let's do it next year. And he hasn't quite, that's me just saying that, they've got high hopes down there, I'm sure.
And you did mention yesterday at the New South Wales Rugby League announcement, they were joining forces with Westpac. But one of the players there was Tommy T, and you mentioned how he was looking tremendous. I mean, it's so important for Manly's future that he stays on the field. How is he looking? What's his pre-season been like? And did you have a good conversation with him yesterday about the optimism surrounding the club, Beef?
Yeah, look, he's looking as big as ever. They're big humans. I'm sure you boys know. If you stand next to Tommy Turbo, he's got like 2 or 3 inches on me. He's a big human. He was looking super fit. Obviously, he hasn't played in any of the World Cup. So, having guys like that around, he's sort of talking. Training's been pretty tough. I actually spoke at this function earlier on that I was talking about earlier, and he said that it was pretty ruthless the training. But having... Yeah, and all the young kids will be back there because all the senior guys are sort of overseas. So it's Tommy's had a full pre-season this year, so he should be ready to go round one, and that's exciting for the club because we do need him. Obviously needs to keep evolving as a player and can't just be the number one choice for where the ball goes. But we need him on the field, and him and DCE and those boys are smart enough to build a bit of a game plan of how to use him.
Beaver, thanks so much for joining us, mate. And can you please use your contacts and get Loz a gig there at Manly, please?
I'll pull some strings.
Appreciate it, mate. No, thanks for your time.
Cheers, boys. Thanks.